The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Sports. Sports.
Sports. Sports. So they just sit there and talk about sports?
Yeah, we're going to sit here and talk about sports and sports fans and anything else we want to talk about. Because it's a Thursday on The Blitz.
Shall we begin?
Live from the Gow Studios in Houston, Texas. Houston, Texas. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on, bitches, for Thursday.
Yo.
Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe. With me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon. A.J. Hoffman, Chocolate Thunder. Aaron Rabel, the Voldemort. If you want to get in, 713-780-ESP is your number. 713-780-3776. You can also get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. Send a message. Aaron will read it on air if it's any good. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At AJ is the real. At Aaron is Blitz. At Degenerates 975. You can also text the show. You need the number. You know the number for that. And if you want to watch us on the Twitch channel, you can do that too. Just go to Twitch and find ESPN 97.5 or go to ESPN975.com and find Twitch. Either way, and it's a Thursday, football tonight. Let's have some fun. What's happening, Hoffman?
Sports and stuff. Yeah, football tonight. And, you know, everyone last Thursday was bitching, or last Friday, I guess, was bitching about how bad the Packers-Bears game was on Thursday.
And it was bad. But it was football.
When you see Carolina, Tampa lined up, do you expect it to be much better tonight?
It's got to be better than 10-3. Christian McCaffrey alone should score more than 10 points.
Oh, well, I mean, Jameis will probably have 10 points off pick sixes,
right,
but it's not.
Right.
I don't think it's going to be a. I don't think it's going to be a great watch. I'll watch it. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
Oh,
you're not going to watch the.
I'm their target demo.
You're not going to watch a Democratic debate tonight in your own city.
No.
Yeah, why did they schedule that against a football game? Even a bad one?
Foolish. Yeah, I feel like these debates start too early, and there's too many of them. I don't like all that.
Yeah, I'll be honest. I have zero interest. Yeah. I just zero interest in anybody who's running for president right now. I just feel like, you know, oh well. What are they going to say?
I'll vote for whoever goes out and cuts the rope with those people hanging off the bridge. I
was kind of hoping some. Well, I shouldn't say that because that would encourage somebody to do something bad. But yeah, I'm with you on that.
I'm all for having your protests and things like that. But don't get in the way of people's business doing that.
What if somebody's late for work because of you and loses their job so you can make your stupid point? I always hate that. I freaking hate it. And so I don't care what your cause is.
I get you got to do something to grab the headlines, grab attention. I get it.
Great. But do something that's not going to disrupt people's lives.
Don't bother other people. You know what I mean? Bother yourself. You slow down traffic, you're bothering me. You shut down the ship channel. You're bothering a bunch of working class dudes. And listen, I'm as for the environment as anybody. But, I mean, come on.
Yeah, I'm with you, but
it's common sense.
I'm more for the people who are working their ass off every day at tough jobs, and you're getting in the way of it. I got no sympathy for you. I do kind of hope you fall in the water. What else is happening?
Man, shout out to Kobo's Q. You weren't here this morning. Sorry. They brought by Dino Ribs, barbecue beef ribs. And Kobo's doing like a Thursday Dino special now. Like I think it might be all they're doing on Thursdays now. It takes up a lot of smoker space, I know. And I know they don't have like a ton of space, but it takes up a lot of time too. That's a damn good beef rib.
Really?
That they brought in today. Yeah. And you know me,
you're a snob. You're a snob when it comes to beef ribs.
Yeah. Well, a barbecue in general, but.
Yeah, but beef ribs in particular.
Yes.
Let's be honest.
So. Yeah, so I want to shout them out because that was damn good. Damn good.
I hate you guys. I hate you guys so very, very much.
I didn't get it either. Why you?
I know, him and the morning crew.
Yeah.
That was from both of us.
Oh, maybe you guys should come to work early.
You yelled at me last time I showed up early.
It's because you were sitting here.
I'm working.
Feet kicked up.
I just work from home as much as possible because, you know, there's... Well, for one thing, I'm still on dog sitting duty for a couple more hours. But yeah, I mean, I work. Just don't come down here. So I feel bad that I got left out, but oh well. Oh well. It's my own fault. I see we're getting into it on Twitter with College Football Fan.
I think like all the air conditioning talk and where the band is sitting and who got phone numbers out there, and it's done. But LSU and Texas Fan is still like barking back and forth at each other over this. I just think it's College Football Fan is the weirdest fan, right?
Oh, no question.
They have the I mean
Astros Twitter's close, but yeah.
But just in general, College Football Fan is the most outwardly, openly maniacal fans. I mean, they're just a different bunch, and like they're the guys who will tweet at high school students telling them where they should go to college. Like, when you really break it down, that's weird.
Yeah.
And I tweeted something to that effect today that, because I was talking about, I really enjoyed that Texas LSU game.
It's a great game.
I'm tired of people still bitching about where bands are sitting or what the temperature was in the locker room.
Yeah, or they were blowing up our phones, which, by the way, if you're one of those people who does that, you're as bad as the people hanging from the bridge. Oh, look, I got Tom Herman's phone number. I'm going to go after him. Sam Ellinger's phone number. You grow up.
And somebody, a guy named Chris, who apparently is a high school play-by-play guy.
Oh, well, good luck with that.
And also clearly an LSU fan because he tweets at high school kids saying forever LSU. Very weak take on your part. You should have held on to this one. Sind is not your friend. And then he goes on to perpetuate the stereotype that I've laid out that College Football Fans are super weird, because this guy is super weird.
Anybody who comments on 18-year-olds for a living, 17-year-olds, I'm always a little suspicious of.
Then he said, very weak take on your part. And I was like, oh, you enjoy the random bitching a week later? And then he's like, enjoy? I don't know where you gathered that from. It's like, because I said, I don't enjoy people bitching, and you saying that's a very weak take. It's pretty, you know, I'm not
that's
a,
fairly cut and dried.
Yeah. And then, of course, he tells me, he gives me a lesson on how to use Twitter. And
how many Twitter followers do you
see? 149.
Okay, yeah, then I would pay careful attention to every word.
So I kindly thanked him for his lesson and moved on. But, yeah, people are weird. And, if you're still worried about, I mean, I guess if you were in the locker room and there was no AC and you're bitching 5 days later, okay. I mean, I might say, okay, get over it.
By now, you should be over it. Even if you were in there, even if you were sweating like a pig, you should be over it. You should have been over it by Tuesday.
Let me ask you a question. And you, I mean, you probably don't know the answer to this, but I'm going to ask you anyway. Think about a stadium like Rice Stadium.
Okay.
What do you think the AC in the visitors' locker room situation is like at Rice Stadium?
I'm sure it's not good.
You know what? Do you think that it's like there's plush seats and it's like, flat screen TVs and things like that? I'm guessing no. I don't know for a fact. I'm guessing the AC situation in Rice's dressing room isn't exactly ideal. I'm guessing the AC isn't pumping in at like 65. But who cares?
Exactly.
You're playing football.
Yeah. Drink some Gatorade and move on.
Do you remember in high school going into, like, especially early in the season, going into the locker rooms that were essentially like cinder block buildings with like some holes carved out in the top?
I'll do you one better. We had a playoff game at Kyle Field, and of course this was 82 80, somewhere in there.
You're aging yourself.
I know. Am I not supposed to do that?
No,
sorry. I'm 54 and a half years old, and I'm proud of it.
You're 64 now.
Nope, I'm 54. But but there was no air conditioning in there.
No.
Now, it was November, so it didn't matter. But, yeah, there was no air conditioning back then. Now, I'm sure now they've got TVs.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure.
Yeah, sex robots, whatever you want.
But to me, like, if you especially in a visiting locker room, if you've got seats, that's a luxury. You've got lockers, that's awesome, man. And so I mean, I guess if you were in the locker room and you're still bitching 5 days later, okay, I would say get over it. But if you weren't in the locker room and you're still bitching 5 days later, you're a weirdo.
Yeah.
If you were in the band that was so ruthlessly put in the upper level.
God. Oh, what, are you supposed to give them the premium seats that people are paying
thousands
of dollars for? Sure.
Well, I don't know where, I guess in the SEC band sit really close. Me as a, I prefer the NFL to college football. I've never pretended not to. I like college football just fine. And maybe it's because, you know, I don't have an attachment to a university that makes me maniacal about it.
Yeah.
But I could care less about bands. Like, it's almost a beating to me. School bands. Like, that just seems like such a high school thing. And, by the way, in high school, it's a beating too, the school band.
Well,
I mean,
and one thing I really get annoyed with in person when I'm at a game is when they're playing right up until the snap. It's just shut up and let us watch football.
Yeah, I don't care about bands.
Don't be interjecting yourself into the game.
And then people will say, but the pageantry. Yeah, I think pageantry's dumb. I like football. I don't like pageantry. I like football. If I wanted pageantry, I would watch a pageant. I like
what
football.
About a football pageant?
No, I don't care for that.
Interesting.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's frustrating because I really did like watching that Texas LSU game. It was a really fun, competitive game.
Yeah,
and it's like
it's time to turn the page on it, guys.
Let's get past this stuff. If you still want to talk about the game 5 days later, cool. No one talked for a minute the next day about the actual game. It all went somewhere else. It all went to players faking injuries or cell phones or air conditioning or bands. It's like, dude, that's what's so great about the NFL. If you're talking about something the next day, it's one of two things. It's referees or it's the game.
Or Antonio Brown. Let's not forget that.
Well, that's true.
My favorite thing, just going back to that, was Saturday watching all the college football. 6 hours after the Raiders have cut Antonio Brown, they kept going, breaking news in the NFL.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, dude, that news broke hours ago, and those of us who have been sitting here in front of a TV have now seen it broken 26 times, but thank you for that.
You'll never believe what just came across the wire. Yeah, I'll believe it.
Yeah, it's only been scrolling on your own channel now for 6 hours. Oh, man. But I'll give you some more breaking news. Lawyer Dave's a badass. And if you need
yes.
a lawyer... He's taking care of something for AJ. He's taking care of something for me. He did something for Aaron, as a matter of fact. That's what he does. He takes care of us, takes care of the Blitzers. And, man, he's a winner. And if you've been in any kind of accident, maybe you're hanging from the bridge and you fall in the water and you have an accident. You need to call Lawyer Dave. Because if you're hurt, and insurance companies, man, they have lawyers. They're going to do everything they can to screw you over. You need a lawyer, too. And if you're worried about... how am I going to pay for this? Pay for the doctor. It's like, well, if it takes your case, they're going to help you with that. You don't have to pay a dime out of pocket until you win. It's that simple. And his consultations are free. So if you have a legal question about anything, you can get in touch with him. And if he takes you on, great. If it's not something he handles, he'll put you in somebody who does. Give him a call, 713-626-8900, or on Twitter at LawyerDaveLaw, or you can go to LawyerDave.com. If you can't remember all that, just hit me up on Twitter and I'll put you in touch with him. He'll take care of you. Need a lawyer? Better dial Dave.
Yo. Texas Star Grill Shop. The fall grill sale still going on. And you might be saying, man, I know I need a grill. I want a grill, but I don't know what I'm looking for exactly. And maybe I'll just go down to, you know, that big orange box store or that big blue box store and just grab one off the shelf. Don't do that. Don't be a dumb. Go down to Texas Star Grill Shop. These guys are pros and get a great deal on an actual high-quality grill. Traeger, Big Green Egg, Weber, Napoleon, Green Mountain, Pits and Spits is what I cook on. And if you don't know what kind of grill you need, they will point you in the right direction. They're going to tell you. They're going to ask you, hey, how often are you cooking? How easy do you want it to be? What are you cooking? And they're going to point you in the right direction, guys. And they want you to come back as a customer. They treat you right. They're going to give you beer. They're giving you wholesale pricing on high quality meats, free delivery and assembly. Stop by and check them out. 2045 Southwest Freeway in Houston, 8905 Louetta in Spring. Texas Star Grill Shop, texasstargrillshop.com.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Happy Thursday. How can you not be stoked, man? Football tonight. This is, to me, the weekend. Weekend starts now, man. And then tomorrow we're going to Beaumont. That's going to be fun.
Yeah. I've given it some thought. I don't know how I'm going to be watching football because it's not available on my provider now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
The NFL Network, it's gone. So I remember...
I thought you were on DirecTV.
I switched off of it.
Ah.
They're pissing me off, so I switched over to AT&T.
It's the same freaking company, which is why they even have two.
Well, that's what I think. What happened was they pissed me off, or like DirecTV tried to like jack up my rates.
Yeah.
And for the longest time, I remember it was AT&T was more expensive than DirecTV, so I had DirecTV.
Right.
And it was basically the exact same thing. I mean, the same packages and all that. But then suddenly it's like they wanted me to get rid of my DirecTV, so they bumped the price up, and they were like, yeah, but you can get UVerse for this. And I was like, and like at that point, you remember my wife was like considering cutting the cord.
Yeah, we tried that. It was a fail.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a fail. Oh, never mind. It's all figured out.
Oh, good.
Yeah, don't worry. You can, if you have Amazon Prime, you can just stream the game.
Well, yeah, everybody has Amazon Prime now.
Yeah, so.
Speaking of which, I think it's Netflix. Maybe it's Amazon Prime, but I started watching that Mindhunters, which a lot of people.
That's on Netflix.
Yeah, okay. I started watching that today. Very intrigued by it.
I'm watching season two of Dark.
Yeah.
Did you watch season one?
I did not.
It's probably the most confusing, convoluted show I've ever watched.
That sounds like a reason to watch.
And it's done in German.
Ah.
So it's subtitled. Yet I still am fascinated by, and it's got time travel.
Okay, which is
normally I'm
this,
out.
This
on.
Sounds like strike three for you. I don't get it.
But it is somewhat interesting to me. I don't know how much longer I can deal with it because it is super confusing, but my wife seems to like it. And there are some plot lines that are, you know, sucking me in a little bit, but it's like dudes go back in time and they're making out with their aunt and they don't realize it. And
that's kind of sexy.
Yeah, but it's a,
if you had a hot aunt,
right?
Which I didn't, but you know,
but it's interesting. So I'm on to season two of that, but it's not an easy follow.
Yeah. I just finished episode two of season one of Mindhunter, which, I think you would like. Because,
I've seen season one.
Okay. So, yeah,
I want to watch season two also.
Yeah, well, I didn't know you'd already watched it because I figured that would be up your alley.
Yes.
With all the serial
killers. Serial killer stuff is like, that's my wheelhouse.
And I don't want to say I'm a serial killer fan.
Oh, I am.
But I'm a fan of the mindset, and this is really cool so far.
I'm fascinated by serial killers.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't say I'm a fan because, you know, right. They're murderers, and I'm against that.
Or you're not really even a supporter.
No.
But I think in another life, I could have been a really good serial killer.
I mean...
It's too late now.
Yeah.
These guys don't start at 54 years old.
It's too hard to be a serial killer in 2019. In the 70s, before DNA testing?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
I could.
Bro, being a serial killer was super easy.
I could have rock and rolled back then.
Yeah. But I wasn't even born then. So,
I was too young. I mean, I would have had to have started really early, which, you know, some of these guys.
How old were you in, like, 75?
75, I would have been 11.
Yeah, that's a little too young.
Probably 79 would have been a good time to start. Because, I mean, I was a pretty advanced kid.
Yeah, but then you're getting in, most of your killing would have to be done in the 80s. And I feel like...
Yeah, well, by then they sort
of... It was kind of out of style.
I don't know, man. There were all those killings down 45 that they never solved
the
in the
80s. The Texas Killing Fields murders?
Yes, they never solved half of those.
That's true. So, when was that going on?
The 80s.
Where did you live?
I lived in kind of that area.
Interesting. Yeah. Do you have an alibi for the night of...
Boy, you're going to ask me to remember
Of course. You conveniently forgot what you were doing that night, huh?
Yeah, 40 years ago, whatever the hell it was.
Interesting.
Somebody says, I work off the ship channel and that crap messed up a ton of transport in and out of our terminal all day. Moron, dickweeds. I am not a fan of people disrupting other people to get their point across. That's all. Smogger says season 2 is better in Mindhunters.
Oh my.
And his brother Pedro was asking about, is there any way to do a new intro into the 5 o'clock hour? And you told him in the works. We're actually going to record some original stuff and see if it fits. And if not, we'll come up with something else, but we're tweaking the music around. But yeah, we're going to come in here and record a couple sort of covers of stuff and then maybe some originals and we'll see if they fit the show. If nothing else, we'll play them on Local Music Tuesday.
Yeah.
Like we do with everybody else. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. And a bunch of people mentioned Carnival Row. I finished that. I liked it. I don't think it's AJ's kind of show. So...
I like that you let me know in advance when I'm not going to like the show.
Well, yeah, you don't like elves. Mm-mm. You don't like pixie sex and Mm-mm. things like that. I do.
So, I'm out on that.
Yeah, but the underlying part about it is more racism and immigration and stuff like that, which makes it very relevant and a little bit scary. But it's easy to be racist against pixies and guys with horns.
Okay.
Because they look different than us. A couple people were asking about that. I wrote a column this afternoon for those of you who asked my opinion of the whole Justify thing, which we found out during the show yesterday. And if you didn't see it, that he failed a drug test before the Kentucky Derby. And I know the writer real well, but I didn't have time during the show to dive into it. So I kind of did today and I wrote a column about it. And just the main gist of it is, well, you should read it anyway, because I worked hard on it and it's very good. But the main gist is, I don't know if they did the right thing or not. The problem is they hit it, and you can't do that. And here's the issue with gambling, and it's going to become a lot more prevalent. I've been dealing with this in horse racing for years. The player has no recourse whatsoever. And if you were like me and you bet against that turd every single race, where's my money?
Yeah.
Where's my money? And what if you're a guy who just... And I get kind of why they did it, because there was no way to make sure before you got to the Derby, but then to just never tell anybody and then quietly make it go away. But because obviously, and here's the other thing too, conflict of interest. The chairman of the board, Bob Baffert, trains horses for him. You know what that would be like? Let's make this about you guys. Let's say...
Let's make it about me.
AJ and Aaron both make the same horrible mistake.
Okay.
And AJ has to go before a panel that includes three people who will rule on it. Well, the three people, let's say, are Todd, David, and myself.
Okay.
Our livelihood kind of depends on what you do. You bring in a lot of money. We're actually partners on a book.
I'm a very big star.
You think, well, if you're gone, that affects me. That affects the whole station. If you're suspended. How do you think I'm going to react to that?
You would prefer me not to be suspended.
I'm going to find a way to make whatever you did okay.
Yeah.
And, you know, if it's Aaron, who I love, well, you're suspended for 2 weeks. Sorry. But the reality is, I mean, you've got a conflict of interest there. I can't be asked to make that decision. What do you think I'm going to do? I mean, short of killing a baby in public, we're going to find a way to get past it. And... It's just silly, because it's not the same for everybody. The transparency of this thing was ridiculous. The conflict of interest. And, I mean, just all of it, when you add it up, it's just a horrible look. Even if they did the right thing, which I don't know that they didn't, based on the facts that are out there. But whenever you're trying to hide something and you go out of your way to hide it, that always looks bad. And it makes any decision you make look bad, whether it was the right decision or not. Anyway, I dive into it pretty deeply, so go check it out. I'm very proud of the column because it's very rare when people ask me, hey, you going to write anything about this horse racing thing? It's like, okay. It's fun for me. Timmy B, who does boxing for Sports Map, says, first day back listening since my wife gave birth to twins. Two new blitzers. Damn. Good luck with that, Timmy B. That's one's hard enough.
I just said, if they're yours, congrats.
I'm sure there is. But now you're playing man-to-man. If you just had one, you could be playing zone.
Yeah.
Good luck. All right. Hey, guys, if you're looking for a place to go watch a game tonight, if you know for some reason your provider's not picking it up, go to Big City Wings. And if you're going to watch a Cougar game tomorrow night, Big City Wings, because it's the official Houston Cougars watch party destination. 8 locations around the city. It is a great place to gather up your people and make it your official headquarters to watch all the games all season long. They've got wall-to-wall TVs, big brews, and even bigger savings. And the cool thing is, man, the food is fantastic. It's affordable. They're family-friendly, but if you want to go sit at the bar and you don't want to mess with it, you can do that too. They got you covered both ways. How about this on Football Sunday, 30 boneless wings for $19.99. How about that? And specials every day of the week. Of course, the 2 for Tuesday is my favorite. It's most people's favorite. Double the wings, double the flavor for the price of one. 8 fantastic locations. Find the one nearest you. Just go to BigCityWings.com for details. And you can follow them on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. It's all Big City Wings. BigCityWings.com.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz.
So, interesting news that's just come to my attention from Amos.
Yeah?
Apparently, when you watch the NFL on Prime, there are lady commentators.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. I know you're going to love. That's it. That's perfect for you tonight, man. You sit down with a really nice beer and then just live tweet everything Dude. You think about them. If you think you pissed people off today.
I'm against that.
So there you go. Good luck with that. I mean, that's why they do it, is so people like you can hear female commentators and really enjoy them and appreciate them for who they are.
Can we set you up with a live Facebook feed so you can just Facebook Live and react to their comments?
No, because, listen, I'm a big believer that anything men can do, women can do. There's just some things that men are better at. There's some things that women are better at than men. This is a two-way street. This isn't me being sexist. This is me saying that these are just facts. There are certain things that women are better at than men. There are certain things that men are better at than women. And I'm not gonna put my opinion out there on who's better at commentating professional football games, but I think that there's a gap between women and men in that area of life.
I think you should comment on it.
Who's better at having babies? Women.
Yeah, that's true.
Right?
Not in today's climate.
I'm pretty sure. I think we're still at like 100% babies born in the U.S. are birthed by women.
You'd be surprised.
Okay, we'll go with 99, but that's still a healthy lead. You know, 99-1. It's not like we're catching up to them in that.
Which ones are coming out of a penis? I don't get it.
I don't know, but I think maybe it's with identifying or something. But I do think that there are there's maybe a small gap between men and women commentating on football. And it's not all sports. I don't know why I feel this way, because what's that chick's name that does Sunday Night Baseball?
Jessica Morales.
Is that
Mendoza?
Right?
Mendoza.
Mendoza.
Yeah.
She's great. I think she's really, really good at
it. Yeah, I agree.
And I've got, like, I don't watch that broadcast and go, ugh. But I have not had that same feeling about women. And trust me, there's bad commentators from, like, men commentators.
Oh, and most
on
of
football.
Most of them are bad. Let's
be
honest.
There's a lot of bad ones, especially you start watching. Like, if you are a man who likes to bet and you like to watch, you know, garbage football games or garbage college basketball games on ESPN Plus, you will hear some bad commentary. Bad. But there's not a lot of lady broadcasts of football that I've heard and gone, man, that's really good. So,
well, the one woman tries too hard to have broadcaster voice. Is it Beth Mowins?
I don't
know. Is that who it is? Yeah. It just seems to me she's trying too hard to have broadcaster voice instead of telling me what's happening.
Like, I know when it's going to come out, and I guess I've been able to avoid it for a long time. It comes out mostly early in college bowl season. That's when you really start to catch them.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, what? I'm trying to watch the Hawaii Bowl here. And
yeah.
It's that chick.
It doesn't bother me because I mute most of them regardless, because I can't listen to Chris Collinsworth. Oh. So I get 5 minutes into a game, I mute it.
The problem is if you mute it, often that means.
Oh, what do you miss?
Your wife is going to talk to you during the game.
Well, no, if I mute it, I've got music or something going.
Okay.
But, I mean, what are you going to miss? Some sideline idiot going, hey, coach, what did you think of the first half? You're down 35-0. Yeah.
Our offense needs to play better. Defense needs to play better.
We need to coach better. We need to play better.
We need to coach them up a little better for these situations.
It's in the best interest of the team. 903 asks, Fred, did you get the zone versus man joke for Twins from some guy I've never heard of? I've been hearing that for about 35 years. I think I might have heard it from, might have been Robin Williams the first time I heard it. It's not an original, and it's not a joke. It's just that's been around for a while. It's kind of a cliche now, actually. So I'm glad you brought it up so that I can eliminate it.
D says we can all agree that a woman is better than Jason Witten. Yes.
Yes. Better than a lot of guys.
I don't know. I hate that I feel sexist by saying that, but I just can't. I can't get there with that.
Somebody asked who's better, women commentators or Jason Witten and Booger. I actually thought Booger was...
I thought he did okay on Monday.
Yeah, I only heard the second half because I had to drive home. But he wasn't as bad as I remember him last year. So if maybe he got some coaching in the offseason. And maybe he's like that rookie who really struggled and then comes back the next year and does a better job. And also not having Jason Witten there might be a positive. Men do better peeing standing up. That's true.
Way better at that.
Yeah. So Cheryl says, I agree. I hate chick commentators for football too.
I mean, I don't think I'm the only one out there. I think I'm just one of the, I don't like to be considered brave for, standing up and saying what I believe, but if you want to call me brave, I won't be mad at you. Okay.
Well, I think you're just being honest.
Yeah, you know what?
We need more of that.
Yeah. You know why? Because that's really, it's brave in 2019 to be honest, Fred.
I think you're right.
Thank you.
So
maybe that's a good, a new nickname for me. Chocolate Braveheart.
No, no Chocolate Braveheart. Brian sent me this. Says, last year in Prime, you could choose between two broadcasts. Should be the normal broadcast or the female broadcast.
Okay.
Well, that's not fair calling it normal and female. That's a little sexist, but you're right. Dan says, to be fair, can you talk Doris Burke? She's pretty good. Why she doesn't try to copy? I'm not a fan of hers, really.
Fred's a Ramona Shelburne.
I am. Yeah. I am. Yeah. No, the reality is There's not many broadcasters that I'm a fan of because most of them, I just don't think are what? What are you laughing at?
So the truth to me is, if I don't notice the broadcast, that's a really good thing.
Exactly.
Now, I will say, I do think that it's almost impossible for me not to notice the broadcast if it's a woman.
Yeah, but that's because your ear isn't used to it.
No, you're right. And even with Sunday Night Baseball, when I hear Jessica Mendoza talking, it's still alarming to me. I mean, not in a bad way, but it still is like, whoa. It still takes me a minute to be like, oh, yeah, there's a woman doing this broadcast now. But it is, it distracts me for a woman to be calling a football game, college or pro.
And I get that because you're just not used to it. Yeah. I think when you hear it more, but I'm the wrong guy to ask because I mute almost all these guys. If it's not Mike Tirico,
yeah, and I like Tony Romo is a great.
Yeah, if I could have Mike Tirico and Tony Romo on every single game,
how good would that be?
I would never mute my TV.
How good would that be?
And that, I mean, that's not to say that some of the other guys aren't good. They're just most of them. I get really irritated with some of the mannerisms, some of the things they do, and it's just kind of like when you guys don't like something you hear on the show, you turn it off. I just mute it. I don't bitch about it. I just do it because I think that there's very few really good play-by-play guys and very few really good color commentators. There's a lot of average and there's a lot of below average.
Well, so. I'll give you a full report on the Prime broadcast tonight.
I can't wait.
Because that's my only option.
And somebody says, this is another thing that kind of gets me. Says Doris Burke has the man commentator voice, super fake. And that, I mean, that's what I was trying to say. It wasn't the man voice necessarily, but trying to sound like a broadcaster. It's first and 10 at the 18-yard line. And when you do that, it just sounds so fake and forced. And I'd rather you just tell me what happens. And some people aren't. Like Jim Nantz has a very natural voice. He can do it. And I mean, there are times when I have to turn him off too. But he's very smooth. And it's natural. It's not a forced voice. The guys that force it. Like Kevin Harlan to me sounds like he's trying to squeeze out a turd while he's calling a game. It's just, you know, I can't stand it, especially on radio when he keeps talking about the hash marks and all this stuff. He's fine on TV when I can see what's going on, but that's just me. I'm kind of a, I don't want to say I'm a snob about it. I just don't want to spend a lot of time listening to somebody who's not giving me any insight or making any sense.
Yeah.
That's all. What do I have here? My bookie. Yeah. You can bet on everything on my bookie. Including the game tonight. You want to get in on the action. You got UH tomorrow, over 75. Do it all on mybookie.ag. They've got every game. They got prop bets. And the best part is you win, they are going to pay you. Nobody pays out faster. You can get your cash when you want it. And you can also bet games after they start, which is great. Sometimes we do the show, get home a little bit late, miss the start of a game. If I didn't get my bet down, I want to get an in-game bet on, I can do it. And then they've got so many cool things on the site, so many contests. Go check it out. Bet with the best at mybookie.ag. And if you sign up today, they're going to double your first deposit. That's up to $1,000 in free money. Double your first deposit. All you have to do is use promo code radio right now to get your exclusive double your money offer. That's mybookie.ag, promo code radio. Get in on the action and get paid. Play, win, get paid. MyBookie.
Listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Since I really like listening to the AT&T Astros announcers, they have a lot of great insight. I've gotten where I mute them less. Blummer's kind of grown on me. The other guy couldn't even tell you his name, but...
Todd Callis.
Yeah. I mean, they're not awful. The radio guys are awful. So
yeah.
But I don't listen to the radio. So and Somebody mentioned when the NHL started using that female commentator in between the glass for a few games was rough. Actually wanted Pierre back. I must have missed that.
I definitely missed that.
There's like two guys that do NHL that are fantastic, and I think that's a hard sport to do. And one of them does most of the games here in the States. And the other one also does CFL, but they're really good play-by-play guys, and I couldn't tell you their names. I just know they're really good. So, is that you or me?
That's me. I made a mistake, I think. I went to one of those websites where you request information about a certain product, and I'm looking at putting solar on my house. And sent my info off, and then it goes off to like five different people or five different companies who then start calling you all the time.
Yeah, I hate that.
It's like, dude,
when we got our house loan, suddenly I'm getting loan calls from 500 places.
If you're a business in 2019 and you're calling people to talk about stuff, you're missing the ball. You're missing the point. I gave an email and a phone number. Always use the email.
Yeah.
Because that way, if I like what I see, that you throw me, if you're, the whole point is they're shopping me quotes with different companies, then I'll be able to look at them and compare them. If you're calling me, then it turns into like a sales thing, and like a more of a high pressure thing. I don't want to work with you.
Shame.
Yeah, I'll be honest. I've gotten to where I don't like phone conversations at all.
I don't
either. Whether it's with my friends or whether it's business, contact me via email when I have time to get back to you and give you a response. And not, I need to clear out 10 minutes of my day to deal with you. And part of that's just time management. And part of it is, you know, it's just the older I get, the less I really want to spend time having a conversation with somebody that I don't need to have. That it could be done that way. So I get it. But now that I've got the spam and fraud risk on my phone, that's like all the calls I get. Because most people who know me know that if you really need to talk to me about something important, then you just text me and say, hey, can I call you? It's important. That's it. Otherwise, if you just call me, I'm not answering the damn phone.
Yeah.
I don't care who you are.
I don't like that.
I mean, but 713-780-ESPN. Christina likes Chocolate Braveheart.
Yeah, it's a good nickname.
What do you think, Aaron?
I like Chocolate Thunder, but Chocolate Braveheart is a little bit more original.
It is.
Not taken. We could trademark it. Can make T-shirts.
Okay. We'll try Chocolate Braveheart for a while. I'm willing to try anything until it sticks.
Okay.
But yeah, you're looking at the solar thing. We're gonna at least price doing that at the new place.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how much sense it'll make if it's your vacation spot or your second home. But like as far as energy costs and things like that, if you're living there all the time, or you're gonna be there, if you're gonna be out there all summer.
Well, and I think that's part of it because I plan on spending a lot of time out there, especially during the summer. And because I mean, I can, if I can work from there during the day, I mean, it's only an hour and 20 minute commute to come in and do the show.
Yeah.
So there'll be some weeks where I want to stay there and do that. But my sister and brother-in-law in Canada actually had their whole house redone with it, and they love it.
Yeah.
So I just have to look into the cost because it at least up there, it was really expensive. So yeah.
It's not cheap, but it does kind of pay for itself, and you can get some tax credits and stuff like that. Not that I'm like a salesman for solar, but
yeah.
And apparently I'm not going to get any more educated on it because no one will email me. They just want to call me.
Yeah, well, there you go. So if a friend calls one of you to talk shop, you won't take the call just because it's over a phone.
I prefer not.
Because if you're calling me, I'm either doing work that I need to be doing, I'm driving, or I'm watching something I want to watch on TV. So you're interrupting You're interrupting what I'm doing by calling me.
You know what's a great
when
move?
All you have to do is text me and say, hey, you have a few minutes. That's
yeah, that's the move. Text and say, hey, give me a call when you get a chance to. That's a good move.
Yeah. Yeah, because, but I mean, it is, and especially if you call me like three times. I'm not going to rat anybody out. I was in the gym the other day, and it's like my two-hour window to not deal with anything work-wise. And I get back, and there's like four calls from somebody. And they're mad that I didn't call them back. So, well, I left my phone in the damn locker because I didn't want to talk.
Yeah.
And if I don't answer it the first two times, maybe I'm not going to answer it the third.
Which, by the way, that's the most annoying thing is people in the gym with their phones. Because now there's like a limited number of, for instance, benches. Like how many bench press stations there are. And the other day I went to the gym and I'm trying to lift. And they're... Every single bench has a person sitting on the end of it with their phone. It's like, and I mean, if it was for like, you know, 30 seconds, okay. Like you're doing that between reps, that's fine. No, they're just having text conversations or whatever. It's like people just go to the gym to talk on the phone. I don't get it. You're ruining things for me.
Yeah, that's another thing where I'm actually thinking maybe it's time to get a home gym because especially when I'm going in there and trying to do a circuit, and there's some guy just sitting there on the phone. I have my phone in there to listen to music, but I never – I'm not – I've started using my old little iPod thing
mm-hmm.
because I don't want to have my phone with me. But and this guy just keeps saying, oh, it sounds a little selfish. You're so busy you can't take a few minutes to chat. Come on, man. Life is more than just work and doing you. No, I'm telling you what. If it's selfish, it's selfish. My time is my time. It's
I'm
not
selfish.
Yours. It's not your time. It's my time. And if I'm in the... So, yeah, I can't take a few minutes to chat because I'm in the middle of sitting down to watch a movie I just paid $6 for.
Yeah.
Or maybe I'm trying to do some work. Maybe I'm trying to get caught up because, you know, it's Wednesday and I'm like five things behind on Sports Map. But, yeah, I'm going to take a few minutes to chat to hear you whine about your problems. Look, if you... It's just... I think that's extremely selfish. So... But that's me. I mean, again, that makes me selfish, so be it. But I'm an old man. Time is my most valuable asset. Don't freaking waste it. So, 713-780-ESPN. Mont says, I do not answer calls from people who are not saved in a phone with a name I know unless it's a call I'm expecting. Well, yeah, if I know you're going to call. It's like, hey, if I talk to somebody, hey, man, I need to talk to you tonight. Okay, here's when I'm available. Now, that makes me selfish, so be it.
Yeah.
I feel like anybody who calls me to just chat without checking to see if what I'm doing first, to me, that's a selfish thing. It's like I'm supposed to drop everything to deal with you. When you have no idea whether I'm working.
Nobody got time for that.
Yeah, you don't know if I'm working. You don't, and if I'm not, or if I'm in the gym or something like that, I just want, you know, I want to do that time for me. I don't have a lot of time for myself. So, yeah, I guess I'm a selfish pickle Rick. Fine. I make no bones about it then. Oh, boy. Guess what?
What?
If you got credit card debt, how about you can lower your interest rate?
That'd be good.
And you know how
it's selfish of you.
It's very selfish. Saving money is a selfish thing. You know what, though? You know, Gordon Gekko said greed is good. So hanging on to your money is a good thing. And you can do that with my friends at Lightstream. You can get a credit card consolidation loan with a rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay. And you could save thousands of dollars in interest. You can get a loan anywhere from $5,000 to $100,000. And most of your credit cards are going to be 19% or higher. Well, if you've got a bunch of those and you've got good credit, save a bunch of money. It's very simple. No fees. They want to give you a good loan experience because you've earned it with your good credit. And that's what they do at Lightstream.com. And how about this? Right now, Blitzers can get a special interest rate discount. The only way to get this discount is to go to lightstream.com/Fred. LIGHTSTREAM.com/Fred. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/Fred for more information.